Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't going to be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisoners in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and it was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. He messed around. He saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I want to know what's in the door. He said, you sure you want to see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And then the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you're having is When God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt. I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way. Your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it's on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places. I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit, and it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Okay, today, our jump off topic here on It's My House is practical mathematics. Practical mathematics, solving for X. This podcast was inspired by a friend of mine who needs $12,000, and he needs $12,000 within the next 48 minutes. We had this conversation about 1 hour ago. So, and I was saying, you know, remember those, like, third grade to, I don't know, eighth grade? He had those math problems, and Johnny had 10 apples, and he ate two of them but gave four away. How many would he have left? Well, I think, matter of fact, if any of you people know particularly an elementary school or junior high arithmetic teacher, or somebody even that teaches algebra, I probably need about two teachers and all that, but every week we're going to put out what I call a practical or real life math problem for us to solve. So in our program notes here, now based on the figure he gave me, $12,000, If we go the arithmetic way, X plus X equals $12,000. Now, when we say X, we're not talking about 6, because 6 plus 6 is 12,000. You know, well, 6, excuse me, 6,000 times 6,000. The X has got to be, the variable has got to be something that you either do or collaborate with or whatever. So X times X equals 12,000. And we'll go through that today. Maybe you guys can participate. Or 10 times X equals $12,000. So that, you know, that's our jump off topic for today. And then we're just going to do a collection of these. So, because really, any kind of problem that you got, I mean, if you're facing eviction, if you're facing foreclosure, if you're contemplating bankruptcy, they're all arithmetic problems, or all math problems that can be solved by, you know, what is X? What is X? So, and then if you condition your mind, you can solve those problems. Okay, anyway. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week. 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles, the kid no one would pick, was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Okay, we're back. All right, practical mathematics, solving for X, and we're going to do one problem a week, at least one. We're going to compile them. And like I say, we're doing real life math problems. So, friend of mine, he needs $12,000 within 48 hours. We had a conversation about an hour ago. So whittle that down to 47 hours. But we'll keep it at 48. That's 2 days. So what, and the X is, okay, now I simplify things. If we use arithmetic, because you got four primary operations in arithmetic, addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication. So one way to attack it, because once again, every kind of financial problem you have can be solved by arithmetic and or algebra. Now, so simplified, X plus X equals $12,000, or ten times X equals $12,000. Now, most people would say, well, $6,000 plus $6,000 equals $12,000, but the X we're talking about, because we're talking about practical mathematics or practical arithmetic, is activity, okay, because we're looking at our variables here. What activity and or what collaboration will represent X? So we already know that if $6,000 plus $6,000 equals $12,000. Now we can also break down the $6,000. We can break it down as low as we want. You know, so let's say you organized a team of six people, along with to do a collaboration with another team of six people. And each team, you know, organizes where they do $1,000 each. You know, you might sell something to them. They might have whatever you can think of. It's only limited to your imagination. And that'll get you, but you got to do it within 12, you know, you got 48 hours to do it. But, you know, so we'll have at least one of these. We're going to take somebody's real-life math problems. It could be dealing with eviction, foreclosure, raising money for whatever reason. A person might need the money within 24 hours. You know, if you need $12,000 within 12 hours, okay, you know, what's your X? What are the variables? You know, what do you need to do to get it on emotion? So if you get it on paper, you think on paper, you do that, you know, you can do it that way. So we'll do, our goal is to do at least one of those real life math problems weekly. And hopefully plenty of people will get something out of it, and they'll look at their financial challenges completely different. Okay, with that said, it's Happy New Year here, so we're into the second week of the new year. 309 area code, Chris Collins, good morning. If you're there, Chris. Okay, well, we'll leave his mic open. 626, your mic is open.
Okay, that's 262. Grand Rising, 262 is my area code. How are you?
Grand Rising. Better than terrific.
Thank you. I am excited.
So what do you got for today?
Yeah, so concerning the fundraiser and educational conference on Friday, February 3rd, 2023, we now have a pickup truck that we have access to get our pallets to the site.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make a decision because there was some fight over the vacant lot where my building was once was. Just want to be careful to not have people taking our pallets So I'm going to talk with the owner of the Grand Ballroom because that, well, he has two lots
over
there.
Did you get the pallets already? Did you get the
pallets
already?
No, we just need to pick them up. No, we need to pick them up.
Okay.
So tomorrow we're going we researched the, and CJ should be on this call, remind him because I don't think he's, you don't see him in the queue probably, 773. Anyway, we have, three lots that I have direct access to. My lot on 36th in Indiana, where my building once was standing, we had the Grand Ballroom has two lots. So there is some space that is not, and we're going to use the Grand Ballroom space. I'm going to just make sure that he knows that that's what we want to do. So Grand Ballroom is one of our sponsors. It is Grand Ballroom is the host. Our sponsor, event sponsor, the main event sponsor. We did cover the fee, but they placed an ad. Mike Smith, the owner, placed an ad in our ad book. So the donations for ad book space, they're coming in, and then we're going to meet to solidify documentation with our fiscal agent. I am going to train their board I'm just to work with them, train their board of directors because they've had some issues with people bringing grants to the table, but they weren't able to get their money. So I just want to show them how not only to protect their documentation information from scammers who say, okay, I'm going to come in and help you, da 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 da, but then they're really actually just coming to get money. You know, when you have someone who says, okay, I'm a grant writer and so forth, keep in mind they don't necessarily always need your your paperwork. They may want to, as a consultant, they may want to look it over or something like that, but they don't ever have to have that physical information. And they don't need to take pictures of your things. They could just read it over and actually do grants. So I just want to share that bit of advice. They could do grants. Your board of directors need to be active enough to maybe go to the bank and to be able to share, let's say, Home Depot, which is what we're going to do with our potential fiscal agent, of course, because I need to look over the documentation to make sure, as their consultant, they're asking me to be their consultant, so I will have access to that. But just someone who's working with an organization, a lot of times you don't know who these people are. You don't have very much experience. They talk a good game, and then you're out of thousands and thousands of dollars your time because they have access to your information. They got money, walk away with it, and you don't have any as a new organization. But every board member has access to training, and I will certainly help to show the ropes. Robert's Rules of Order, I have someone who will teach that. But as far as board development, I will help with that. Currently, I'm going to be working with our event sponsor, Mach 1, which is an automotive training program. They do auto repair from the mechanics all the way to finishing classic cars. So they have a classic car collection over there located at 12718 Southwestern. So we're going to meet over there for that. So, yeah, I'm excited. I got a band that one of the instructors for Mach 1, Terrell Carter, is going to lead the band for the performances with myself. I'm calling, I think I'm changing my stage name, Brother L.A., to Lady Reba. Lady Reba. Mm-hmm. It was Reba B, but I don't want anybody to take that B and do too much with it. I don't know. I'm Reba B. It stands for my last name is Booze Brown, Reba B. Tish Bailey, her song is called Freak Like Me. She was concerned about, she's going to be performing as well with the band, but she was concerned about the choice of songs, which it's a dance song. We grew up as house music lovers, deep house. And so I said, well, that song is,
now, what decade is that? 80s, 90s?
That was
80s, 90s. What?
That one may have been late 80s, but certainly early 90s. I will find out because this is the thing. they actually, the people who recorded that song, the guy, it was a DJ, what is his name? He recorded the song and made over 75 million sales. She got not one dime. So there is, well, she has proof that she has the song, that she wrote the song years ago. It's been shopped in London and has over a billion streams. And so she's certainly expecting to get some money.
Okay.
Tish Bailey, she does food on Sundays. Remember, I think I mentioned that to you before. So on Sundays, she gives away food. She gives away food, tons and tons of food, fruits, vegetables, meats, all kinds of nice prime tenderloins. Let me see. What's that meat? Filet mignon? Because I don't eat beef anymore, so I'm not like, but yeah, she has all of that type of good stuff. She's going to be performing. Sax Preacher is on the ticket. He is the recent president of United Black American Progress Association, who Dr. Webb Evans, the late Dr. Webb Evans, and his sister started the United Black American Progress Association. And so now our new president is, I'm a member, our new president is Ebony Stevenson. So we're expecting for those young people to perform, also set up vendor tables. They are all vendors. So we have Reclaiming Our Youth, which you know that Mama Evelyn heads up. She's the visionary behind that every year. And so some of the youth that were there will be setting up their tables. We're also going to do some math problems. We're going to do some mathematics to teach them how to not only budget, because I also offer from my organization products that they can sell. They're not free. They're on loan. When they sell the products, they have to set aside 50% so that they can reinvest in more products. So ultimately, the way that would go is as they, let's say they get tips and so forth, then they can begin to buy their own products. So, or they keep the tips, but they reinvest that 50%. So we're working that out, how they're going to do it, because they're always going to have extra money flowing because they're children, and it just always happens. It's just inevitable that people are going to want to tip, you know. And so we teach etiquette, business etiquette. They have to do a commercial. So we've been doing Facebook Live promos when we set up our tables at our events. We also had a table display competition, okay? So, I'm excited. So we have to set up the tables within a certain amount of time. So, of course, you don't want to, the event started and it's been an hour and you're still setting your table up. People want to shop. They want to see your presentation. You need to have conversation. So the timing of the setup of the tables, the display, also the presentation, and then the marketing, so they get judged on all of those. So we are going to have, on February 3rd, regarding our event, we're going to have the first half of the day, the first portion of the evening is going to be from 5 to 7:30, we're holding an educational conference for the Black Youth Metropolis Enterprises for Entrepreneurship, the Fine and Performing Art and Design Conference. So there will be different resources available for tutoring and so forth. But we're focusing on tutoring in math. I'm a Spanish teacher, so I'm going to have that available where students can sign up, families can sign up. Each individual who buys a ticket will be sponsoring, if they don't have, they will be sponsoring a youth to get 30 days of in-kind services for their family. Of tutoring in Spanish and English. So I'll share the names of the math tutors who want to help once they confirm that they want to give their time. They've had conversations. So if there anybody out there and the listening audience that want to support in this way to tutor, I am a grant writer. And so, you know, if you want to donate some of your time or maybe, you know, become a contracted tutor, work for hire, then we will actually be solidifying that this year, 2023. Also, two-dimensional connection. Connect with two-dimensional connection to get resources. Dan over there has a mass network of tutors and volunteers to help our young people succeed academically.
Okay, we're going to come back to you in a moment because we want to take a math problem that you had to deal with or in the process of solving. We want to put in the variables and what needs to be done to solve that problem. So we'll get back to you in a moment. 410 area code, your mic is open.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, everyone? I am so, so blessed to be alive. I am more blessed to be alive and on this call right now because we're talking about the loop. My name is Anthony Whitfield with Reaching Our Destiny, and we take container houses, metal frames, and build houses and train people how to do it. Our mission is to bless everyone to be manufacturers and how to do it. Teaching them plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, you name it, we want to train them. Coding, even down to grant writing. And that's a blessing right there to be a grant writer. Because there's so much money out there that you can acquire if you know how to write. The power of persuasion is really, really, really powerful. So I want to say thank you so much. I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I am here and supporting you, sir, because you're doing a great thing getting the word out that there are solutions to our problems in our community. Thank you.
Yeah, let me ask you a question now. What any particular city where you're doing these, what do you call it, container homes?
Yes, I'm based out of Orlando. Our containers are in Miami, and we're moving them. We're moving the manufacturing there. So you know how they say you got to call before you walk? So I started off in building a couple of containers, making them nice, and then now we're doing the manufacturing.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned Orlando and Miami, which those towns have, they got, like, heavy regulation. Do you see any container homes, in particularly in those towns?
Sure. What they started doing now is taking off a lot of houses in Miami was built one floor. You know, Miami,
right,
we're below sea level, don't have a basement. So you can only go one floor. Now what we're doing now is taking off the roof of houses and putting containers on top.
And okay, being creative.
Yes, sir. So you never know if a container, once that container goes on top. So you have two floors
right on
a house that's so many
okay, all right,
good. You'll never know it's a container because why? It's covered up. Once you put the stucco on the outside, you'll never know it's a container. So every single empty lot should be filled with houses and not charging the amount of money that people are charging right now.
Okay, that's a good use of imagination. I like it. And it's sustainable as well.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And he's doing it. And it's not like it's a vision or anything else like that. They're doing it. It's happening right now. If you Google any shipping container manufacturing plant in Miami, and you give them a call, they're going to tell you you can't take any more orders because we're overbooked. Call my bluff. Call my bluff. They're overbooked. Shipping container manufacturing in my hand. Can't take any more orders. They're overbooked. They do not have...
Well, for those interested in Miami or densely populated areas like Miami, that's definitely a good sustainable solution. 309 area code, your mic is open.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You know, when I seen the topic was masks, you know, a lot of people run from masks. And, you know, all that is factual stuff. You just got to remember what those numbers are and how they can come together. Because if you take a penny and you double it every day, if you do the math with your calculator, you will see that you will have over $5 million after 30 times of doubling that money. Start out with a penny. It only takes a month, but it'll probably take you a year, maybe take you two. But, man, if you could just start out with a penny and change your life and change many others, then I think it'd be a great thing. So I love math, and I love the way they work. And I know any time that people look at adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing, they look at adding and multiplying as the positive and subtracting and dividing as the negative. But do know that division is the best problem solver in math. Because the instant you start to divide anything, you start to add, subtract, and multiply. So you do everything at that point. And when you start doing everything, you got to be doing something right. And when you call in the troops, you call in a division. You don't call in a troop. So there's power in that. People need to think about it. I've just wondered and see where we were going to go with that today.
That's true. When you call in a division,
you call in a division.
You're right. You're right.
I like that, Chris. I do like the quote. Yeah, Chris just said, Brother LA, he said, when you're doing everything, you're doing something, you bound to do something right. How did you say that?
Yeah, if you're doing everything, then you're bound to be doing something right.
I'm going to make that a quote. I got that idea from, because I write a lot of quotes, so I'm doing quotes online. So that's a tip to help people go viral. If you have something impactful and you're promoting your pages or whatever business on social media, put a quote. And that's also a way to put your footprint on in the world, leave your footprint in the world. A teacher over at DeSable High School, he was a veteran. He was a military veteran. He taught English, I think, at DeSable High School, and I really would like to reconnect with him. He had some profound things that he was sharing. So, yeah, what's going on, Brother LA? You had a question, or we wanted to just math?
Yeah, let's – all right, now, with your February the 3rd, you got a date. Now, is there a goal? How much more money do you need before the 3rd to get everything set up? Let's go.
We need about 3,500 more. I will get the exact numbers. We're going to have a meeting today, and that's just for our agency. We're collaborating with Mach 1, who is the automotive repair program. So a portion of proceeds will go to them. So because we have already said our goal is $5,000, we're going to get the numbers because Mach 1, although they do not have a grant writer on their team, well, I'm coming on board. They have not – they've been doing – the founder, Ken Trotter, he's been doing a lot of things out of pocket. So the building is paid for, thank goodness. It's 9,000 square feet. He has not been on the call. Let me see if I can get him on the call. Nevertheless, we're going to meet tomorrow so that we can do their budget. So our budget right now, our goal fundraising for this particular project is $5,000. So we are about the $1,500 mark, and I just had to explain what donated time is and what what financial support is, the difference between in-kind services and donations, and, you know, I don't want to call it revenue, but proceeds, because we may need to just go ahead and do, besides just educating boards of directors, Good City was the program that I used to refer individuals to. They got into some type of trouble when they switched presidents, but Mike Ivers was amazing. They began to, but it was called Good City, and they were on the northwest side of Chicago, well, west side of Chicago, west side. And they would actually, their whole MO was to, their reason for organizing was to strengthen community organizations. So they went everything from helping to organize and educate on how to get a good board of directors, and to they did fiscal agency services. Oh, and Larry Dixon, if you're out there in radio world, I need to make sure that we reconnect. I don't know what you're doing now. Mike Ivers, I'd like to hear from you guys. Good City, Chicago. Pastor Jenkins became president, and just things changed. I'm just going to be transparent about when something's going well, you don't need to change to make it look like it's more, oh, this is more professional. We have to register to get into a class. Basically, I was able to send many, many organizations and individuals who want to start not-for-profits. They would just go, just meet me there, sign in. We have a light snack, vegetables, little finger sandwiches or whatever, and we actually round table. So Mike Ivers would do a presentation, or he'd call someone in. Chapman and Cutler was the legal firm that donated their in-kind services to us. My board of director, when I first started, I had to restructure my board. And, of course, I was so busy in the community, from the Bogan community, Gage Park community here in Chicago, and across the city of Chicago. I don't want to say I put my agency on a back burner, but I pretty much get very involved in what I do. So as a teacher, for one, when I started teaching, our organization, Never, Employment Resources and Child Care Network, we did do work with Chicago Public Schools as consultants, parent educators. However, this is our year. We are the same agency doing business as the Black Youth Metropolis. So our paperwork has to be updated, as well as the paperwork to do business as the Black Youth Metropolis, because I don't want us to lose our history and what we've done since 2005. You know, we could start a new not-for-profit, but that's one thing. Other than that, the goal is $5,000, and it's moving steadily. You know, I guess, you know, once you get the ball rolling, the momentum comes out. The marketing and advertising, certainly, Latina Moore, she's formerly with WGCI. She is now known as Yo Radio Honey. So she is our mobile connection store, her business. And so she is the one who's donating the use of her pickup truck. And, well, I'll say donating the use, because we're going to just put the gas in there. So that's part of our expenses, to put the gas in the vehicle. So what we're doing as far as the fundraising, we are – we have expenses, but we're still making sure that people know that we have gotten a certain amount of proceeds. We've gotten thus proceeds to help. Because I was doing a lot. I started with $1,500 out of pocket. $1,000 out of pocket. But then the owner of the Grand Ballroom needed to solidify, because we pushed the date back, so I felt that it was fair to go ahead and ask for another. He requested another $500, because he lost money on the 18th, I suppose, because we pushed our date back, but he was gracious enough to give us another date so that we could actually, you know, get a better turnout because of the marketing and so forth. I had lost a young lady who was going to do our food, so it kind of threw things off a little bit. We do move forward, but someone else wanted that date, and so we were able to just still go on with the show, but just push the date back. But my condolences to the family of one of my best friends, Mary Sherrod, who was a leader in the Chicago area crossing guard for, I think, over 30, 40 years. She was a seamstress, so she had a prom dresses. She made prom dresses. She was active in, I met her in the CPS community as a parent leader, and she was one of my mentors as far as making sure that I had strong contracts going into the schools to educate the parents. She was a master at Robert's Rules of Order and other training. So I really just want to make the family, the Shirai family, aware that I am still available if they need anything at all. And then Marie Geis, she lost her mom, just found out, because I was actually just connected with her. Marie Geis was another good friend of Mary Sherrod. So we also are going to do memorial tables for anyone who's lost a family member or a friend. We just ask that you come with a picture frame with their picture and a name card. We can help with that. I type more than 100 words a minute, so we can help with some. You wanted to just have their bio, a short bio of who they are and what they meant to you, just a short bio. We're going to do that as well. And we're asking donations, but it's not required for that particular table because we want to pay a youth to man the table, and they're going to have to do a budget. All of the youth connected to this event and anything that I do, they will have a math problem. They'll be learning Spanish so they'll be able to communicate. Marketing, they'll know how to, even with the memorial table, they're going to know how to share the display, you know. So as a person is gazing, if they, you know, once they seem to be looking around, they might want to point out, okay, did you know that this was a crossing guard for over 40 years? Did you know that this was a tradesman, you know, if a child walks up to the table? So we just get creative as to engage people. You know, and I'm also a Mary Kay consultant, so they get to sell some of those products. They do not get 50% because that's what my wholesale is. But they will get, like, let's say if a product is $30, they get $5 when they make that sale. So they will make money, and they have to budget. So any other questions? Because I just tend to want to do everything. My creative mind
well,
is flowing.
You got You got three math problems. So you got, we have to put it in algebraic terms. For the $3,500 you need prior to the 3rd of February, then you've got the figure you need for the pallet house, and then the last problem would be. Which is solved for X and Y, or maybe just that. No, could be X and Y. For the building that will cost more money, but it's the metal building, housing, tiny house for, you know, that Chris Collins has to, he manufactures to park. So we can have those worked up, those problems, not solved, but those problems in, you know, formatted correctly by tomorrow morning, and then we'll post them online, and then we got till Friday to solve them. But it shouldn't be, you know, solving for X or solving for XY. It shouldn't be rocket science, because once we get the formula, then all right. Then we have to take the appropriate action to solve it. So those are the three, what I call, and like I said, we're going to keep a record of all of these math problems. Top three for this week, which we'll have informed, you know, by tomorrow morning. Let's see, Chris, any other information you want out there, or if anybody who's on the board in the studio, just press 1 and we'll patch you into the conversation. We're in the second week of the new year, So we need to take advantage of the energy because, you know, as by the time March hits and the weather gets nice and comfortable, a lot of people forget about what they wanted to do this month. So we started this momentum last month, so we got a little bit going. Anyway, Chris, any information you want to put out there? If he's around, his light's on. Okay, Chris Collins, he's probably out doing something, but he will be back.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. I'm definitely
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris, what's the ballpark figure we need for the parts for your project? For the project, I mean, for
okay,
like, you said 100 square feet, 120 square feet, whatever square foot,
yeah,
footage, how much
square.
Do we need, how much is needed for this?
Well, we're looking at 100 square
person.
Feet, that would be about $2,000 for the framework. And then
okay.
You would need a square of siding on each side. So you would take and add $200 to each side, so that's another $800. Then you're going to have about a square and a half. It will be a little less, but it will be a square and a half on the roof. So you add $300 to that, and that puts you about $1,100 into the material to put an exterior on it, so you'd be about $3,100. And to put the plywood down, you're going to have, you know, probably a couple hundred dollars in that for the flooring. And then your interior walls. If you did sheetrock inside of it, what I would suggest probably just doing some kind of a metal stuff, so we, you know, if we're doing temporary. But, and that's because the metal can come off and be put back on where the sheetrock was going to come off, and we're going to have to replace it. Plus the sheetrock's heavier. So if you looked at the interior of it, if it was sheetrock, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sheets, 9, 10, 11, 12 sheets would be everything. It's running about $14 a sheet, $15 a sheet. So you have another $300 there. So let's see, with material, with the finishing material, you'd have about $300, $350 in that. And that would put you about the $1,500 mark, so $3,500 for the material. Then if you're going to have a bathroom, you've got a toilet, you've got your vanity, you've got your shower system. If you want to look at a bathroom, you're probably going to want to put somewhere in the ballpark of $500 minimum in material. And that's if you just put a shower system in it or something. And now if you're going solar for that project, that's $5,000. That gives you the inverters, that gives you the batteries, and it gives you the solar panels so that you can now power the situation without it being on the grid. So a total, you're probably around $9,000. Well, if you put kitchen cabinets and everything in it, you're probably somewhere around the $9,000 to the $10,000 mark in material, and you could have it closed in with a front door on it and some windows in it, and they would be cheap windows, but it would have a couple of windows in it.
Okay. So we need about this round of $10,000. You know, we would bump that up to $12,000. Might not need that much, but $12,000, you know, as a cushion. All right, so we'll have to form that up into a mathematical, let's see. That's a total of four problems we got this week. Okay, so we'll have Reva's three plus that one, which is four. We'll have all those formatted up online tomorrow, and then we'll go through, okay, what is X, what's Y? What are the variables? And then that'll spell out what steps and who needs to take this, that, or what, you know. time to organize that. Let's see. On that note, let's play Nine Friends. I think it's the first time I played. I don't know if I played it last week, but we're playing it today because it's a good lesson in arithmetic, practical arithmetic.
I say some shit to y'all that I seen yesterday that made me smile, but it hurt me to my heart. There's a house next door to me that's been abandoned, and the yard, the grass, high as hell and everything. There's a couple of abandoned cars out there beside the house. Well, yesterday I get off work about 7 o'clock. A Mexican guy pulled up. He said, "These your cars?" I said, "No." He said, "I just bought this house, man." I said, "All right, that's what's up." He was like, "You know whose cars it is?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, I bought the house, not the cars." Okay, I'm like, cool. I'm thinking he's just coming to look at the house. I go back in the house, do a little straighten up. I swear to God, I walk back at the house. Now, I'm getting off about 7:20. It's fucking 9 Mexican trucks just pulled up. They got fucking beer, lights, and shit, right? So I'm like, what y'all finna do? He said, "We finna fix this house." I said, "What kind of crew you got working after 7 o'clock? He said, "These my friends." The fucking house is fixed this morning. They went in there and drywalled that fucking house. Wow. I just left out of there. It was a fucking abandoned house. That bitch looked new this morning. Whew. It was an abandoned fucking house. And it looked new this morning. It's an old African proverb. Many hands make light work. I just don't think they're better than us. I just think we won't do nothing together. Wow. You're not hearing what the fuck I'm saying. It was an abandoned house yesterday at 7:15. That bitch is new this morning. He bought a tax lien house. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait to see, is one family going to live in there? Is they going to... I'm going to get to know the motherfuckers. You best believe me, when I make some money, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring us together. And I'm not fucking with a lot of people.
Just can't believe all the
Controversy by his rural badness. We had a real life math problem, and I like to replicate that in real time with what we have here on It's My House. He bought a house, fixer upper, but as you heard the guy say on the audio, that the house looked brand new. House looked brand new. And that's just from one guy's shift at work, okay? He ran an eight-hour shift, so, you know, it probably took him 30 minutes or so to get to the job. Hour travel time, let's put it at that. So within a nine-hour span of time, his new neighbor was able to, you know, that was a real-life math problem, you know? So how can we get this house to look brand new? And, of course, we don't know how much they spent, but we know they saved quite a bit of money. With the nine friends, all right? And you have to look at that, too, all right, because with nine pickup trucks that showed up, and you probably had on average two people per truck. You had the driver and one other person. So nine times two is 18 people plus, you know, the originator, the guy who bought the property. So that's what, 19 people. All right, 19 people, bare minimum. All right. Now, he had a crew, so he didn't have to pay for labor because he had nine friends. That's social capital. All right. And he probably had, I'm just guessing, speculating, that he had refreshments there. He had food there. So everybody who participated was, you know, part of that total of 19 people, you could have had maybe three or four that were preparing the food. Okay, so you had plenty of water there, Tang, Kool-Aid, whatever they drank, you had plenty of that there, so they're well hydrated. They had snacks there, you know, granola bars or fruit or whatever, and then they probably had probably two meals. You know, let's say they worked 4 hours, and then they had sandwiches. You know, you out of the 19, you got four people that were preparing sandwiches, right, that 4 hours in. Okay, and then at the conclusion, after everything was looking brand new, you know, they could have had, you know, could have got together and had, let's say, a spaghetti bolognese, or some people call it spaghetti and meat sauce, had that, and they had a hot meal. Okay, so they had a cold meal of sandwiches, 4 hours in, light refreshments and plenty to drink, non-alcoholic, the whole way through. Okay, that keeps your social capital happy. Now, what I want to do as far as we're concerned, it is my house, is we want to take it step one step further. Okay. It's now social capital or people that you have enough goodwill with, or vice versa, they'll come out and they'll work for free. They'll hang the sheetrock for free. They'll assemble the walls, the roof. All that's free labor. However, the one step that we want to go further is put it up online for auction. Now we can do it. We can do eBay, because I've done plenty of eBay auctions. And then cut your social capital team, cut them in on, share the profits with the people who help put it together, so everybody gets paid. Now, I want you guys to start looking. That's part of our practical mathematics here. Start looking at eBay, and they have eBay auctions for land, houses, anything you can think of. Start looking at eBay auctions. You can do an auction for a day. You can do an auction for a week. When I was active doing eBay auctions, I was doing them. We did 7-day auctions. So check out eBay, because everything that you just heard on audio, we're going to be doing that, but taking it one step further with our social capital partners. We're going to auction off the house and sell it that way. Now, there's another way we'll be doing it as well, live streams on Facebook, where you'll see us building from scratch, and then people see the whole process, and then it's available for sale. All right, there's a before the finish price, and then there's an after finish price. But we'll have that up on, Facebook. Okay. All right, anyway, let me go back to the phone lines here. But we'll both have all of those. Are some more of our math problems, practical math problems that we'll be having now. Chris or Reba, any comment? Or if you got any comments,
so we have some real partners who's an instructor. Go ahead, Chris. Chris? Hello. So we have, Brother LA, can you hear me? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we have Terrell Carter, who is an instructor over at Mach 1, the program that I just told you about, the auto construction, auto repair, and rebuilding and finishing program. Terrell Carter is also a musician. He is the lead. He's the lead of the Mixed Company band. So, Terrell, are you in the host queue? What is it? So, are you there? I know he was trying to call
Reba,
in.
Hold on, Reba. He called my number. Hold on. I'm trying to text him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to text him your number.
Personal number.
Yeah. Text him the studio number. Well, hold on. I'm doing that right now. Okay.
Okay. So he's 773-398.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I did text
him
the first number the second time. Okay.
Oops. Okay, I just sent that to him. Email travel, he's got it now, 2,000 miles a second through email. Okay. Now let me find my studio. Because we have more than one 773 number in the studio.
Okay. Yeah, his is 398.
Hold it. He has a mind of his own. Okay.
So I had him on three-way, and then his car connection, the Bluetooth,
okay. It
kind of cuts
773. What's the first three digits of his phone number?
398.
No, he hasn't called in yet.
For real. I'll just three-way him again or something.
Oh, yeah, well, here we go. I got him now. Got him now.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Carter, your mic is open.
Good morning, everybody.
Grand Rising.
Okay, so I finally got it right this time. It took me a minute. Okay, my name is Terrell Carter, and I'm one of the instructors with Mach 1 Mentoring. What we do is we take our old school cars and save young lives. We're located at 12718 Southwestern in Blue Island. And we're actually just trying to help help young adults, veterans, you know, to get on their feet and learn a skilled trade of auto mechanics. We do everything from general maintenance to full restoration on old school cars. I had talked to Miss Reba about, being instrumental in helping with the program, and she signed on to do that. So, and now I'm talking to you all. So, any questions for me or?
Well, I also let them know that you're a musician, so that's an easy way to raise some money. You know, functions always
Okay.
Fundraising
functions
always have music, right? Food and music. You want people to give money, you got to entertain them, you got to feed them. So, I just wanted to, introduce your band and, you know, who you guys are played for and just let them know just a bit about that.
Oh, okay.
Brother L.A. May has, I'm co-host, you know, generally at times. Now, we have, he has the board, so he controls the board, but you could go ahead and speak about the band or share other, what you guys may need and how, you know, your collaboration with us.
Okay, so.
But your music is something that I couldn't elaborate on too much because I'm learning still.
Okay, well, I am a professional musician. I have my own band. It's called Mixed Company, but I have played with various artists from Chicago. I played with the Shy Lights, Tyrone Davis, Otis Clay, Willie Clayton, Gene Chandler, Garland Green, Smoke City. Staple singers. I've traveled abroad to 7 different countries on my musical abilities, and for the last 23 years, I've established my band, which is called Mixed Company, and I will be performing with Miss Reba at the Grand Ballroom on February the 3rd from 6 to 8. And we're trying to raise funds to promote our program out here at Mach 1 Mentoring. So
awesome.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for continuing.
I got a question. On the cars, all right, explain what you're doing with the cars again.
Okay. With our students, we teach everything from general maintenance all the way up to full restoration on old school cars. And, we have actually.
I like that idea. What about?
You went out. I didn't hear what you said.
All right. What about auto conversions? In other words, you have a gas powered car, but converted into an electric vehicle.
Now, we're not that advanced. We deal basically with old school cars. Yes.
All right. I still like that idea because, you know what, that is a profession in itself. I'm thinking about the TV show, Pimp My Ride.
Exactly.
Yeah, they call themselves customizers, and that's a pretty cool profession. So, I like to follow you on that one. All right.
Okay. Well, you can look us up. Mach 1 Mentoring, and we have videos, we have literature, we have our curriculum, all of that. We also, another way you can look us up is m1mp.org, and that shows the classroom settings. It shows us, hands-on teaching the students, and the students actually performing. We have literature, pictures, and videos. Again, that's m1mp.org. And I'm second in command.
Is there any kind of is there any age requirement for that or what?
Yeah. Well, our insurance starts at the age of 16. And then it goes up to 26,
okay.
And then after that, most adults have their own insurance. But our age limit starts at 16.
Okay. Now, if I guess that you cover auto body and.
Yes, we do.
What if a person wanted to donate? Because I know some people that what they would do, they would go to a junkyard and then look out, look for something to buy. And I don't know, they picked it up for maybe $500, $1,000, whatever it might be. And then they would basically fix it up like it looked spanking brand new. And I guess some people do that, and they resell what they what they customize.
Well, right now, our shop is 9,000 square feet, and we have basically 20 cars in here, and I want to say a third of them are finished and the other ones are under construction. So, if you go on our website, we got, like I say, pictures, videos of the finished cars and the cars that we are presently working on. Right.
Well, I'm glad you have that going.
The other thing, we've been at this location since 2013.
All right.
Okay. Right. And
something like that, would you have a wait? Is there a waiting list to get into that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because every car is it's a project. It's not like you bring it in this week and next week is ready. These cars need a lot of love and a lot of attention and a lot of money behind them,
Right.
So it's,
now,
this is not no.
The money part, now what are you guys doing to finance the repairs? Because you got to buy parts and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, basically, most of these cars, we own them, so they're out of our pocket that we're supplying the parts, if someone get on the waiting list and brought a car in, then the parts would be on that person.
Well, I like it. That's very positive. I definitely want to follow that. And for anybody that's looking for a career or a career change, I think that would be a lucrative thing to get into. Very, very practical. Okay, hold on.
Right.
Number caller here at 480. Your mic is open.
Hey, good morning, LA. Good morning to the rest of the team.
How are you doing, sir?
All right. Well, I've been listening to the show. I love what y'all are doing. It's positivity for the community. It's the year of Michael Jordan. This is a year of change. And I support everything y'all doing here. That's why I've been taking 300 people and telling them to call into the show. So anybody that's on the winning team, y'all press number one on your keypad, and it will definitely open your line. With that being said, I land my plane. Have a great day, my brother.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
773-368. Your mic is open.
Sir, yeah. Need to stress that web address again. Web address. For the M1 Mach 1.
Yeah, Mr. What's that web address for the Chicago auto customizing?
mpm1.org.
mpm1.org. That's web. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Sunny.
Welcome.
All right. Good. Good. All right. Well, that's what I like about Chicago. Chicago's got some innovative things up that way. And a rich history of it as well. So, now with the automotive program, do they have a website, videos out, a YouTube channel? Reba, would you know?
I actually just recently got introduced. I have not gone to the YouTube. It's the, you know, you and I were researching.
Reba, would you know?
While we're on the line. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, yeah, I have not found anything on YouTube as of yet. I'm actually creating their page as an additional page on my website. But there are video clips on the website so that I could share. And I'm going to help them. I'm going to have one of young people like CJ or Zale to help to build their channel. That'll be great. So it's good if we can always assign tasks like that, especially with social media, because these young people, they have super fast fingers and they can do things like that. And they, of course, are always on social media. So, but, yeah, they I'm probably not researching it right, but I was just reintroduced to the organization. So we'll see. I don't know if Terrell lost his, because his phone, he gets cut off a lot of times if he's in his vehicle. It connects to the car speaker and then his Bluetooth that he wears. So he may not still be on the line. But I'll text him to see if we can find him on YouTube.
Okay. All right. Well, we got 3 minutes left for today. Anything you guys want to put out there? Because, like I said, we got between today and tomorrow. Like I said, by tomorrow we got about 4 or 5 math problems that we want to have all framed up algebraically or basic arithmetic wise, and then we'll take the steps from there. Because what's tomorrow? Wednesday, right?
Okay.
So yeah, we want to have all this. Yeah, we want to have them framed, the problems framed up tomorrow, and then action steps we need to take to get to whatever goal we had. So,
okay. And it's really interesting, Brother L.A., you asked about a video, right? So I'm thinking, of course, they work with young people. So even if they didn't post the video, there's a beautiful presentation video, and it's Choice Media Work on YouTube. Choice Media
okay.
Work.
All right.
You can also
go ahead. I'm
listening. Brother Lake, you can search Mach 1. That's M-A-C-H. So I don't want people to think that it's M-O-C-K. It's M-A-C-H, like machine. M-A-C-H, the number one, mentoring. And so the presentation video will show up. It's about 2-3 minute video. It's really, really nice.
All
So I'm going to share that with you and Chris right now, too.
All right. Text that to me, Reba, as well. Yeah, text that to me as well, that link that you just talked about.
Okay. And Terrell is actually in the steel shot. He's in a steel frame. He's the one in the black with the baseball cap on. Yeah.
Well, let me go to that now.
So
you said Mark
really
1
exciting.
Is M-A-C.
M-A-C-H.
You said Mark M-A-C. Oh, M-A-C-H, yeah.
M-A-C is in cat. H.
One, like the number one or O-N-E?
Number one.
Mark one? Okay, number
yes.
one, yeah.
Mentoring. Mm-hmm.
Mentoring, okay.
So I just posted it on Facebook. Oh, I got to I'll tag you in on Facebook, by the way. I'm
Mark
tagging Bob on Squatchbot.
All right, and Blue Mentor, Blue Island, Illinois, right?
Yes, 12718 Southwestern.
Yep, I'm on the website right now. All right, I like it. Okay, Mark One Automotive Mentoring Photo Gallery.
Yes, it is a 501c3 organization, so if anyone wants to donate financial support or maybe even vehicles, we do. One of the new instructors, David Williams, who he does security work, but he has his own garage. So we have the space to he has his own garage as well, just to clarify that. He used to work for Universal Technical College, so he's been in the field of auto mechanic instruction for over 10 years, maybe longer. I just vaguely remember our conversation. I was trying to take notes, but it's just so much to take in. So David Williams is another instructor. He's done security. He's been a bodyguard for like R. Kelly and a few other celebrities from Chicago and elsewhere. Really, really nice guy. So they are dedicated to keeping these young people off of the street. So we share that in common. And empowering them to become self-sufficient.
Right. Well, I'm on their website, and I'm linking up with all their social media. Let's see.
So Ken Prada is the guy in the blue, you see. But that's really nice. All
right, let's see. Instagram, wait a minute. They're on YouTube as well. I just subscribed. And, okay. And they have a Pinterest page as well. I'm following them on there. If I get that, okay, I'm going to have to. Instagram, I'm going to have to hit a number, let's see. Mark 1. I'm pretty impressed by them. Let's see, Mark 1. Wait, there's more than one Mark 1. Wait a minute. M1M. Let's try it again. Okay, it's a little trouble getting on. Anyway, I got it. All right, well, I got the website and everything.
Great, great, great. Oh, yeah. So we are going to show that presentation video because I knew that they had one. I just, I will have the young people help me to keep up with all of these details because God is just saying, telling me, he's been telling me to delegate, or he or she, I don't know what. delegate, because many hands make what? Light work. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Let me see. All right. I'm definitely proud of them. And I'm sure that in the future they'll be doing electric vehicles as well. Basically, they got the fundamentals in hand already. Okay. All right, so we got, what, four or five problems that we're going to come back with framed up for tomorrow. And,
Hey, I think you got somebody else on the line.
Okay, what's their area code? What area code? Oh, let's see. Yeah, 773-368. Your mic is open. I don't know if that's the one you were talking about, but anyway, 773-368.
Yeah,
your mic is open. Yeah.
Yeah, that person just.
I'm working. Yeah, I'm working on this M3 M1 on the. I'm misspelling something here because I'm on the internet right now. So help me out with that again. Make sure.
Okay.
Is there anything before that M1 M3 M3? Just tell you. I'm on the internet right now trying to pull it up. So help me out. Come on.
Oh yeah, I pulled it up. Oh man, wait a minute. MACH, the number one. Let me find it again. Yeah, MACH. Mark, MACH. Then put the digit number one, and then mentoring. MENTORING. And then it'll pop up, this, you know, in the search engine, Mark 1 Mentoring, which is in Blue Island, Illinois, and then you can just click on their website. It's got, you know, you can call them.
Got
you
got
the lessons.
Got it.
You got it?
Got
all
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
M1MP. It's M1MP.org. Sorry, that's why you couldn't find it.
Okay, it's okay. It's my idea. It's okay. God bless. Good work. Thank
you. I haven't had my
call.
Right.
Blue Island. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good. Yeah, got the call.
Chris, now.
I see it right now. Yep.
Chris, you said there was another person. You know the area code? I got a phone number.
Well, that was the gentleman who had called a few minutes ago and just said that he's enjoying what he's hearing. I'm paraphrasing. But that was his number. He just called back because he wasn't able to get to it. 368, that's the gentleman that just hung up.
All right.
Is there a 240 in the queue?
All right. Yeah, there is a 240. All right. I'll open up there, Mike. 240, your mic is open. Well, hold it. Wait a minute. Well, they disappeared, Chris. It was a 240, but they disappeared. I just pressed on it, and didn't call back. So, all right, here we go. 240, your... Mic is open.
Hey, Chris, this is David from Pick TV, man. How you doing? Can't hear. Hey, Chris, this is David from Pick TV. Can you hear me?
Chris, can you hear him? Chris, yeah, he's here.
Yes, sir. I can.
Chris is here, bro. Oh, he can hear her good.
I can. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Just thank you. I just joined in. You know, I received the call to pop in. Pick TV Network, President David Evans here from Washington, D.C. Just wanted to say thank you guys for just a wonderful conversation. and hopefully we can take it to the television world one day. So my name is David Evans again. You can check us out on Roku, on the Pick TV network. We have multiple channels and shows and programs, and I create TV shows. I create TV programs, and we air them on our network, from talk shows to spotlights to short films to commercials. We do it all, and just thank you.
Now,
thank
you, you're also on what do you call it, What's Up app as well?
Oh, yeah, we have WhatsApp. We're on all social media platforms. When we do programs, we air them on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, Link, Twitter, Twitch, all over the place. Oh, yeah. I'm there.
Is that Pick One, P-I-C-K, or P-I-C, one, and the number one? How does that?
No. If you have a Roku. Now, if you have a Roku TV or Roku stick, you go to the search bar and you put in the THEPIC TV network. So you're going to separate the word the, then dash in the middle, PIC dash TV network. What the algorithm is going to pick it up once you separate the word, first word. It's going to pick it up real fast if you have a Roku.
Okay. Yeah. So on YouTube, what is your YouTube?
Same thing, the Pick TV Network.
Okay.
So the YouTube,
okay.
The same thing in, yeah, the Pick TV Network.
Pick TV Network.
Mm-hmm. We're on Twitter, we're on Twitch, LinkedIn. Yeah, Chris, we talked a couple of times, Chris and I. About trying to a show, and it's going to happen in God's time. Everything happens in God's time. So, yeah, and our website is also watchficktv.com, www.watchpic.com, watchficktv.com. Thank you, guys. I don't want to take up more time.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Okay, and I get a lot. I mean, I've had some links from you guys on what do you call it, WhatsApp. Okay. All right. Well, any more announcements before we close out for today?
Oh, we do have a couple more sponsors that we just gained. Tequila Paris. We're going to do a tasting at the Grand Ballroom Chicago. So, Chris, I don't know if you drink, but it's just a tasting. I'm not a drinker per se, but I have tasted the Tequila Paris Silver. This is going to be Anahole. The Grand Ballroom is actually doing tastings as we speak. As of today, I'm going to get this bottle over there this afternoon. They have stepping lessons for $4, and then you just stay for the party all night until midnight. They have food vendors that sell, you know, a few items if you're hungry. But Grand Ball Chicago is our lead sponsor, Mach 1, Mobile Connection Store with Latino, Your Radio, Honey, Mobile Connection Store. So that's the organization that's going to help us get those pallets to the site. And we're looking for additional sponsors and vendors, so just put the word out. Call 773-449-8839. 773-449-8839. That's about it. Thanks, Brother L.A.